Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Eloquent Exchange. I am your lovely host for today. My name is Rashida, and today is October the 26th, 2024. Saturday, October 26th, 2024. Today is a very special day for me. It's a bittersweet day. Today is the day my mother would have been 50. No. See, she died at 59. She would have been 65 years old today. So today, instead of being sad, down, or depressed, I am choosing to be happy and to celebrate her. Her name's Brenda. And there ain't a woman alive that can take my mama's place. I miss her dearly. So we're going to discuss this thing we call life oh so eloquently. Of course, she was born in 59. Very special person. Just can't put into words really how much I miss her, especially with everything that's going on in this world today. It's nothing like being able to call your mom and say, Mama, do you know what happened today? Or did you read this? Or did you see the news? Or do you see what these presidential candidates are talking about? But some of us are not so lucky. And our mothers have gone on to be with the Lord. And we have to just deal with that day by day. She was a Scorpio, so that's a little, if you've ever dealt with any Scorpios, you know, they're a handful. Very artsy people. They love hard, but they'll do something to you too. Real bad. I don't know. I think today we would probably be throwing her a nice big birthday bash. Or that she'd be trying to make sure we come to church tomorrow. She loved a good buffet, which you got to kind of be leery of buffets. People just don't wash their hands. Even after COVID, they are not clean. So today I just wanted to get on here and say happy heavenly birthday, Brenda Lee. There's nobody else like you. We miss you dearly. I'm pretty sure we're you in heaven doing something you probably ain't got no business. I think one of my brothers took you some flowers and he brought you a cake. Now, he gonna be mad when he come back and the cake gone, but anyway, he brought you a cake that you wanted. Beautiful flowers and balloons are put up. And we really miss you. Really, really, really miss you. And I would like to also say, if you're dealing with grief and you don't have anyone to speak to about it, there are places or people you can reach out to. Grief Share was my saving grace. I didn't know anybody there, but all of us there, we had the same issue, and it didn't matter what color you were. It was a very, you know, they were there in the time of need. Also, your church, Ark of Safety, was there for me also. So there's places to reach out to if you really need to speak with someone, because I know it can be hard. Days like this can be very hard. And I'll probably have some moments during the day, but I've learned to not take them out on other people. But sometimes you got quiet. Yeah, you might want to leave me be quiet for a moment. But it's, you know, when you miss someone, you miss them. When you love someone, you love them. When they're taken away, you just left to deal with it. She would be enjoying her grandkids. And that alone kind of just, you know, put you kind of, you know. She loved her grandkids, so she would be doing something with them. She used to celebrate Halloween. She was like, I don't believe in Halloween, but we have to do something fun for the kids. And she would, you know. So just little things like that, especially on today. 65 is one of those birthdays that you party. You know, you celebrate however you party, whether it's church, whether it's ice skating, bowling, casino, whatever it is you like to do. Read, karaoke, cha-cha slide, hey. Whatever it is, you would celebrate. We would celebrate, I'm pretty sure, it would have involved food, everybody, so kids included, and just a lot of laughter, a lot of fun, a lot of memories, good times, good spirit, good vibes, you know, all of that. And also, you know, whether it's your mother, father, sister, brother, uncle, cousin, anyone that's near and dear to you, if they're still above ground and you can talk to them, you know, be with them. Spend some time with them, especially if they're getting older, because once they're gone, they're gone. You can't get the memory. You have the memories, but you don't get the moments back. You can't get the time back. You can't turn back time. You can't go back and say, I wish I would have did this, or I wish I would have did that. It's just gone. So as they say, give people their flowers while they're alive, do that, because you never know. You just never know when they're going to get called home. So that was my therapy session for missing my mother on today, which is her 65th birthday. May she rest in beautiful peace and save us a spot in your mansion in heaven. Because he said, in my father's house are many mansions. So just give me a room. I'll take that. So, yeah. And welcome to the show, The Eloquent Exchange. And next time it'll be a little happier note, but today it's life. She gone, she left me. I'm the only girl. So there's lots that I would love to discuss with her. But I have to just give it to God. But today we're gonna go, and I believe we're going to Newtown. They have some things going on over there for the children. They can put on their costumes, and we'll do a little celebrating over there, and just fun times. We'll do fun stuff today to commemorate her. And yeah, I miss you dearly, Brenda Lee. Love you. The Eloquent Exchange. Have a good day.